want to enhance your natural beauty, boost your lustful looks and self-confidence? Soft and quality wigs might be your answer. At Nelson's Dynasty, our wigs delicately embrace your head, giving you a heavenly experience. They are quality human hairs and brings out your queen beauty, stepping into every room with elegance and grace. Even more, she offers services in hair revamping, hair ventilating, hair coloring, wigging, hair styling, and online trainings. Distance is definitely not a barrier. She delivers nationwide. You can reach out via her Instagram handle at Nelson's Dynasty, or you can call the number 0816-060-66. Gents, welcome to yet another episode of my podcast. But for courtesy's sake, I think I'll just be introducing myself and the podcast. This is Jerry Abbey Space, and of course, I'm Jerry Abbey. And like you know, I usually don't do my podcast alone, except on rare occasion. And today is no exception because I have somebody very, very special. And when I mean very special, I mean it from the very depth of my heart. But just before I go ahead and introduce my guest for this episode, please do well to follow this podcast everywhere you listen to podcasts, be it on Spotify, Google, Apple, or Radio Public, everywhere. Or you can as well just search for Jerry Abbey Space on Google, and you'll find links to my podcast on Google. That, by the way, like I usually say, like your pastor will tell you in church, or your imam will tell you in your mosque, or your herbalist will tell you in the shrine, to please share this podcast with at least one person. It's going a long way. And of course, don't forget to drop a rating. It helps in promoting the podcast itself. So back to the podcast. I said I have a very interesting person with me, a very special guest with me. This is somebody I have known for quite a long period of time. It's been a long time coming, and we are still going. We have places to go, and we still have things to do. This is somebody I have looked up to as far as radio is concerned back then in my university days. I remember when I have to sit at the back seat with my earpiece, and I'm listening to him on radio every afternoon. It was the best afternoon host you can literally think of as far as radio is concerned back then. Person, and the one and only CEO of FFB Entertainment Company. He's also an advocate for good governance. I'm talking about no other person than Biggie Banty Obiora. Welcome, bro.
Thank you very much. International Radio House Boy, Jerry Abbey, my bro.
Yeah, my man has been now.
Thank God. God has been faithful. God has been able to prove to people that God will continue to be God and man will never be God. So, Alhamdulillah.
Okay. God is great. I can't lie. So yeah, on today's episode, myself and Biggie Banty Obiora will be talking about music generally. So if you're an artist, if you're a talent manager, wherever, as far as you're in the music industry, this particular episode is for you, especially for you. And of course, it's Clovers. If you love good music or you love listening to music, of course, this particular episode is for you. You will learn. It's not just about listening to 3-4 minutes song and vibing to anything you see. It's about learning what you're actually listening to. So this particular episode is for you. So myself and Biggie Banty will be talking more about music, talent, the music business and promotions and everything in between. Let's kickstart Biggie Banty. So there's this thing about artists over time, most especially upcoming artists that really don't know the pros and cons of how this music thing works. They just feel it's all about going to the studio, paying the producer some certain amount, singing and dropping on mini blogs, most especially, and of course, self-promotion by sharing their links, audio mark links, and other links to people. Most artists, especially upcoming artists, is all about and getting their new fan base, obviously. But then technology is fast growing, I'll say, and unfortunately, if you can't meet up, if you can't keep up with it, you'll be left behind. And I'm sorry to say, is I think there's this popular slang to say Otilo is gone. So with the advent of this new technology, now we've seen AI is now coming to even take people's place down to the music business itself. So now how do you feel, like, what are really the pros and cons of artists in getting their songs, good songs actually, I don't just mean any out songs, like, what are the pros and cons of artists getting their songs out there to the public, and what does it take for you to be there, and of course, get the right promotion, and understand that this thing is a business, and how can you actually fetch from what you are doing? So I think I'll leave everything up to you, Big Banty, for more enlightenment.
First thing first, thank you very much for having me on your podcast, and I want to thank you for the recognition. Like I've always said, man, you have a place in the industry, and God Almighty in His infinite mercy will continue to guide you. In no distant time from now, people will know why you're called a radio houseboy for a reason, because in the industry, they are called studio rats, or you actually called yourself the radio houseboy for a reason. The topic of discussion, music business, promotion, how would an upcoming artist fetch or probably make money for himself with his craft? Music is like a product. If you cannot consume your own production, why would the next person sit close to you probably support your craft? First thing first, you need to understand that as an artist, you are the first and the biggest fan of yourself. I'm going to use Burnaboy as a case study here. When Burnaboy started with Spaceship Entertainment, nobody saw Burnaboy, you know, becoming the next big thing. Our eyes was just glued to Wizkid and Davido, you know, to some extent, them, Tubaba, even the Two-Face was there before Wizkid and Davido. But Wizkid and Davido actually brought that international recognition to Afropop, not knowing Burnaboy is going to be the actual artist to carve a niche for Afropop. Now, I'm not saying Wizkid and Davido have not done their best or they've not done anything, but you cannot write Burnaboy off when it comes to recognition, when it comes to international market. Now, bringing it down to upcoming artists, like I said, you cannot consume, if you cannot consume your own product, why would the next person consume your product? Why are you doing music? Are you a singer? Are you a musician? Or are you just an artist? Artists itself is a title, like Mr. and Mrs., Doctor, Pharmacist, Ambassador. So a whole lot of people just want that tag, artist, so they can live the lifestyle of their dream. But it is beyond that. There is more to music, my bro. There is more to music. And when I say there is more to music, trust me, there is more to music. I'm trying to look for a particular word that will balance everything. It's just a product. Your name, that's first thing first. Your kind of music, your personality, everything about you must stand out. Like, you must distinguish yourself from every other person. You must be different from every other person if you must be recognized. Where 2 million people are standing, you need to be like a very different person from everybody there. Now, how do you do that? You need to understand the music itself. Music is the food to the soul. Have you been able to connect people with your music? I've seen a whole lot of upcoming artists, after a while, they just remain from them. That's because they're lost. That's because they don't know their craft. They don't even know what they are made of. And take it or leave it, Jerry, I must be honest with you. Funding, money has a long way to go in the industry, but outside money, like they'll tell you, money can never be enough. Talent can never be enough. Is this what you want to do for the rest of your life? Is this a passion you have for yourself, not even the next person? Like I said, you're the biggest fan of yourself. So right now, everything is about you and you. Then after growing from you grow to you and the next person. After growing from you and the next person, you grow to your community. In every university, in every polytechnics, in every college of education, there's this particular artist thing. And after school, what next? Nothing. Do you understand? And that's because their university days, they probably feel like almost any show way they do for campus, now then they deliver. Everybody love their song. But when it's time for them to actually do proper music, they cannot be able to do it. You cannot even run promotion when you're not a well-profiled artist. Promotion now, let's speak with 2023. As of today, bro, any promotion that is below 5 million naira is not a promotion. Take it or leave it.
Fact.
Where would an upcoming artist get 5 million naira from? Except you're being signed to a label. And when you're being signed to a label, that label will do whatever they are doing for you. In accordance with the contract, they have you. And as the talent in question, you are so hungry, or you have been hungry to be a signed artist because you want to be known. And you did not cross-check all of these things. You just signed because you feel you are talented. Bro, we've seen artists that they could not exceed 3 years. They could not push for more than 4 years because that particular year they got signed to a label was their fruitful year in their career, and the label has extorted everything from them. And that's why label will tell you, how old are you? When you said 19, they will make sure that, okay, you too light, too light, 22. The label will shock you for 23, 24, 25, 26. By the time you're clocking 27, bro, that talent is no more there, except you're gifted, except whatever you're doing is from God, man. On your own, say you're just good, man. You have this sing song, you have rap, bro. At 27, 28, you are going. Whiskey and Davido achieved everything they have today and become who they are today in their early 20s and late 20s. So there is no label that will sign you if you are not up to, or if you are above 22. Once you tell the label you are 22, 23, it's obviously they will lose interest. If they are signing you, there should be a reason why they are signing you. So now we need to understand, what kind of promotion do you want to do as an artist? How do you promote yourself as an artist? Your Instagram, content creation. What kind of content are you posting? What kind of content are you promoting? Because whatever you post is what you want the public to see. Public consumption. You don't control the media, but it takes a very serious-minded person to control the media. And that is why some people will believe that social media has caused more harm than good. Take it on, there was a time they were actually having an interview with the guys that brought TikTok. And they said they actually made TikTok for lazy people, for people who just want to while away time. And today people are making money out of TikTok. Nigeria has one of the biggest TikTokers in the world. And they actually find themselves out of, you know, pleasure, out of fun. And today they are big names. An upcoming artist who will just go to the studio, probably the cost of the production is 3,000 naira. Now, in 2023, imagine how 3,000 naira beats will sound like. Imagine the recording and the mixing. That is first thing first. The delivery of that artist on that particular song is another problem. And you are what you attract, my brother. You cannot send me link to your jamboree and you expect me to go listen to it. Why am I waiting for Mali to drop a song? Why am I waiting for Bella Shmuda to drop a song? Why am I waiting for Majid to drop a song? Because these people are actually putting in works, and that's because they're on their toes. They are being signed to label. But you want to be like Omalay, and you don't have what Omalay, like, you're not, you can't even be like Omalay. You can only be like yourself. And that's where the grace of God comes to play. If nobody's willing to sign you, the little money you have, how have you been able to help yourself with it? Production, content, context. Because whatever you're doing as an artist, take it or leave it, is what you believe in as a person. You're talking to people with your experience. You're expressing your feelings on your music. Now, if you're telling me you have a song you want me to listen to, and the first three lines of that song is not appealing to me, I would definitely not see you as a serious person, because I know music. If you play me your song now as an upcoming artist, the first thing I hear is, Nami, what up my people? Nothing the happen, man. Nami, I shall go on this one. I would just see you like somebody who just want to do music for doing sake. I would just see you like you have no future. Take it or leave it, bro. This is the blunt truth. Nobody will tell you. We've seen a whole lot of people do music. We know they are not good, but their friends will keep on telling them, Omorayo jam lito. All because of what? They want to be extorting funds from you. They want to be making money with you. Like, I don't know if you understand. Anytime you're going out, they go out with you. Like, they are your fan base, but they are not your diehard fans. They are not telling the truth. So, upcoming artist, Omo, there is a whole lot to it, bro. Except the grace of God is upon your life and somebody wants to help you. For you to break into Nigerian music industry as an up. Even those that were signed, how do they survive for the first 2-3 years? Bro, when Soft came on board, Soft, you know Soft I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When Soft came on board, everybody was saying Soft like, Omo, this guy is young and promising. What happened? Joe Boy, when he came on board, everybody was like, Omo, Joe Boy is promising. Along the line, to some extent, my guy fell. Like, he come up for line. He just came back not quite long. When Ice Prince was Ice Prince Amani, Ice Prince was being compared to Wizkid and the video, bro. As of when Wizkid dropped Alache Boy, the superstar album, Ice Prince was on that visual with scales and whiskey. But in the career, Ice Prince was nowhere to be found. Then he turned to Wizkid, Davido, and Shantizu. And after the line, bro, like 3 years from then, Shantizu got lost as well. Now, don't you know that what affected Ice Prince affected Shantizu?
Fact.
Davido understands the media. Wizkid understands the media. Wizkid as a person, first, is a more business person. That's why when you people say Wizkid is not giving you guys the Nigerian kind of music, Wizkid has said it time without that number, but probably we've not been smart enough to understand what he's trying to say to us. Whiskey is more of the international market now than the local market. Davido, no, without the media, he will not be relevant. Why would Davido want to go for a wedding and is a news? Why would Davido want to go to the mall and is a news? He has a team that believes his relevancy is on the peak of his media appearances. Bro, we both know that a whole lot will not listen to Davido, if not for his lifestyle. Now, he's smart enough as a person to have known that without my charity, without my personality, and without my family to some extent, I wouldn't be where I am. Nobody's saying he's not going to strive. Nobody's saying he's not going to make it. But he might not probably be where he is today. Bro, now OBO make industry day expensive today. Go and check. Go and ask anybody. I stand to be corrected.
No, look up. I think he gave Fijo Mori
a radio station.
$100 million.
Bro, do you know what we're talking about here? Now, this is the business aspect of it. And a whole lot of individuals in the industry will tell you it's either you go hard or you go home. Now, if you don't have the finance like Davido, how do you want to portray your craft? How do you want to promote your craft like Davido? Some label are even struggling on feeding their artists because most label think it is just for me to get an apartment for my artists, make the announcement for my artists, get studio equipment for my artists. No, Davido is like the Jagaban in the music industry. Davido has built relationship everywhere, from the media, that's radio bloggers, bro, down to influencers, down to other celebrities outside Nigeria. Haven't you seen the way Davido pushes Ronaldo or make you know that he loves Ronaldo? There's something in common with him and Ronaldo. Has Wizkid shown any interest in Messi? They are two different people. Davido knows he needs to pitch on something to remain relevant, and that's what he's doing over the years, and he's working for him. You need to know your strengths and your weakness. If I do like this, what will be the result? And he listens to his team. Davido, his ears are open. When you tell Davido don't do this, he will not do it. But when you tell an upcoming artist, a very, very, like, I wouldn't even call them, I call them puppies. Sorry to say. When you tell some puppies in the industry, bro, this show for trans computing, association, he will tell you, say, why do you pay me? Who won't pay you, bro? Who the fuck are you? Because they feel you're using their talents. And because on your show, there was a gate attached to it, and they started saying, table 1 million, VIP 300,000, they want you to pay them. But take it or leave it, there's a way these things work. When the time is right for you to get paid, bro, they go pay you. Odumodu black today, as of last year, Odumodu attended some event in Abuja for free. Go and ask for the record. Today, call Odumodu for events for free. He will not pick.
Never gonna work.
I don't know if you understand these things. My friend Dami, I don't know his relationship with Odumodu, but Dami organized the room and invited all of us, like most Abuja creative. So we came. All of a sudden, like to our surprise, Odumodu was present to perform. Bro, I know Dami don't have enough to pay Odumodu. Odumodu actually came because the event was well packaged. The audience is what he needs. And that was where I met Odumodu. Okay, now I met Odumodu there for the second time. The first time I met Odumodu was me and Stone and Ajebo. Do you understand? So there is more to these things. You see some artists, they go to the club. I call these ones the actual upcoming, because they're not really upcoming. Now, these ones, they've been able to understand that this is what they want to do, but their financial life is messed up. How would you go to a club or because you want to impress people and you're buying drinks worth of ₦1 million and your song is not well promoted? Now, at the end of the day, you took pictures of Peruzzi. Peruzzi did not follow you on Instagram. Peruzzi did not even like it and he saw it. Do you know why Peruzzi did not follow you? You portray yourself as a baller, not as an artist.
Wow.
We've seen artists, when you tell them, Omo, do like this, they'll say, no, my mother say, my brother say. There was an artist that was supposed to do a tour for in Abuja, immediately after Shondante's tour. He now reached out to me and said, Baba, no vex, we don't feel that tour again. I said, you see, my brother say, get one guy being friend, where they work for radio. I said, no, wala. At the end of the day, that OAP did not air. That I was just playing the song inside the studio and made a video and sent to them. That song never made it on, because we have our app, we do track our songs if it's being aired on radio. So I was trying to track that song. I was like, this guy no air your song, go. I have to ask an in-house person. And he said, Omo, no song like that was played on our station. Do you understand? There is more to all of these things that what you just see on TV. Bro, before now, Mayokun was one of the best things that happened to the Nigerian music industry. Not when sure. Was the last time you heard about Mayokun or you saw Mayokun on TV? Ricardo. When Ricardo was Ricardo, everybody was feeling the heat from Ricardo. Take it or leave it. Anybody that will tell you today that Ricardo has not done anything for Mavis is a lie. Ricardo
Dado was one of the reasons why Maven stood their ground. But Dondazzi was smart enough to have a replacement for him when he knew Ricardo has plans to leave. He never begged him. Dondazzi only asked him, "What's up? Who will run you?" He said, "No, where they go." Dondazzi said, "Oh, yeah, bye bye." And he brought in Rema. Dondazzi would have given us Koro de Benlo. Dondazzi could have given us Dija. The way he made Ricardo the next big thing, he should do the same thing for Ricardo if it's that easy. For Koro de Benlo, he should do the same thing for Dija. Apart from Godwin, take it or leave it. Apart from the son Godwin, what's his name? Koro de Benlo is a one hit wonder. Dija was lost. She was like she was nowhere to be found by bro. The industry is bigger than what you think. It's not what you know. It's what you can prove. Now they channel their energy because they know Koro de Benlo and Dija are not good. From the academy, Maven's academy, they brought in Rema and they nurtured Rema. They gave him everything he needed and they made him understood the facts that his competitors are not Bella Smuda. His competitors are not Fireboy or Joe Boy. They told him that people he needs to break their record is Whiskey than Davido. That was what they told Rema. And that is why from onset, Rema has never ever seen Joe Boy or Fireboy as his playmate. He wants to rub shoulder with people like Whiskey than Davido because they need to set a standard. Bro, there is more to these things than what you just feel like, Omo. If you don't know, you don't know. If you do, then keep it to yourself or you share. I don't know if you understand. So when people are talking about music business, promotion of what kind? With your 2,000 naira, you're telling me to post for you. When I have people like Magneto and Dandizi that views my status every now and then, don't you know the quality of content I post matters to my viewers, matters to my contact list? You're telling me to post your weak song on WhatsApp or probably on Instagram when I know there is music executive label owners that are scouting for talent. I will not do that because a recommendation from me is a solid recommendation and I would not trade that fact because I want your relationship. No, keep your friendship to yourself. You must be good. You must be loyal. Basics of how things work. You must do the right thing at the right time to get the right results. On radio, they will tell you with or without you, the show will go on. Once come to us, nobody will go on air. But you play music. The radio stands. You cannot be bigger than the radio. The radio will always be bigger than you. So are the music industry. There was a time I was discussing with you, I think it was last week, I told you that we're in a particular sitting and they called an international movie company, called in, we need somebody like this. So, and one of my boss, he stood up and said, no, this person, no now, this person on the trend for a while now, I'm going to give this person now. They called the guy, you can do this, okay, please, where are you? You're in Abuja, we're paying your flight ticket, please, this is your, use the next available flight, come to Lagos, what's up, meet this guy, we can work together, do this, bro. Times were supposed to be on the vocals of that movie, but they categorically told them that, Times that, she doesn't have a good character, she's linked to this person, there's this propaganda about her like this, like that. They brought in their own person, but funny enough, the person they brought actually gave the results they were looking for. So it is the music industry. Let me just be honest with you, bro. Let me be honest here. There is cultism in music, but they won't call it cultism, they call it camp. That's the word most people use. If you don't belong to YBNL or Lamide, CDQ, Ashake, like the whole indigenous people, like the Yoruba people, bro, you have a problem. That's the street industry. It's about you. It's very easy for Lamide to give you a verse than for Whiskey than David to give you a verse. So let's give Olamide's flowers. Olamide has brought in more people in the industry, has given more artists a stand in the industry than Whiskey than David. So let's give him his flowers. Now, if you're coming on the context of loyalty, on the context of I won't link up, David is always available for you. Why would David reach out to you when your song is good? He wants you to make a remix with him. Whiskey will never do that. Olamide will never do that. This is the bitter truth. Anybody that will drag me should drag me, but this is a fact. 30 BG will reach out to you if your song is trending. They will tell you, Omo, David will jump on this song. What's up? Don't worry. That's not a problem. And they will tell David, if you jump on this song big, jump on it. David will jump on it, bro. And it will become another banger. But David will take the credit because he's big. He's on the remix. Now, if you're coming on a short lane kind of entertainment link up, you want to be that big boy of like big boy, you go to Whiskey's camp. Before now, there was a relationship between Blaze and Davido. What happened to that relationship between Blaze and Davido? Blaze came into Limelight from Celebobo. Celebobo is under where? Made Men Music Group, TMMG. Who are under TMMG? Obi Franklin, Inyanya, Tekno, and then what's name? But you know that Obi Franklin is the official manager to Chef Chi. That is Davido's girlfriend, Chioma. So you can see where the relationship is coming from. But the actual artist that gave Blaze the recognition was Soft Techno and Adekunle Gold. But immediately Davido knew that, okay, this guy is more close to Wizkid, or he loves Wizkid more. What happened? Davido dropped him. Blaze produced Every Day. If I'm called, I don't know if that I think that's the name of the song, Every Day by Wizkid and Chris Brown.
Yeah, sure.
Bro, stop playing. Do you know what Wizkid have told? Do you know what Wizkid have discussed with Chris Brown to have brought Blaze on that particular discussion that Omona, this guy go produce this song? Because Blaze is under Wizkid's camp, but they will not tell you. Uber. Blaze has moved from Davido. Now you're not getting to do Davido again. They will not tell you. He's now fucking with YBNL more. Go and check this recent work of art. Bro, how many songs did Blaze produce on that album? The person that gave him the relevancy that made him stood his ground after getting recognition was Kiss Daniel. Now Kiss Daniel is another different camp of his own. We all knew he started his career under what's his name? Emperor Jeezy. That is you worldwide, Sugar Boy. Now after then, what happened? He started Flyboy Incorporated. Did he sign anybody under Flyboy Incorporated?
No.
The only thing he did was affiliated deal, and the two people he did that with did not work, and he dropped them, Demo V and LK Kudi. Bro, we know all these things, but we don't talk. Have you seen Buju fucking with Davido? The Hallelujah song by CK. Buju was supposed to be on that song with Black Boy Bone, with Black Bones. But what happened? Yeah. He said he doesn't want to be on the song. Why? Because CK is very loyal to Davido, and Buju is trying as much as possible not to have anything to do with Davido and the entire 30 BG. Not even because of Black Bones, but he was using Black Bones as, I don't know, bro.
This podcast might
just end up putting me in problem, but this is facts.
It's way deeper than most people think out there, and even down to the artist, it's just way deeper than they see it out there.
The marketing aspect you're talking about, why would I want to bring in Joe Boy that is under Mr. Easy? And you know that Mr. Easy deviated from Wizkid when Wizkid was trying to him and what's his name, Malik Berry. Young John of today came from where? From YBNL. He was an in-house producer. Nobody knew he can sing, but immediately he noticed that, okay, Omo, YBNL, they do fuse more than me. He switched. So you need to understand all of these things. Wizkid has a song with Bella Shmuda. Why did the song not come out? Immediately Bella Shmuda announced that the plug as his management, Wizkid said, okay, so you come here, come collect verse, Abi, or at the one side. Did you hear that song again? So all these things are that they are in-house decisions that you don't get to know except your inside. Bro, there is more to these things, my bro. So when I hear people talk about promotion, what do you want to promote? Pepe, onion, potas. I understand what you're promoting. With your 200K, you are buzzing my phone every now and then. Davido drops a song today, and the next 3 hours after dropping that song, he's getting 40 million views on YouTube. Bro, they are lying. Today, now they've given Asake title. Landlord of what? Streaming fame. Anytime Asake drops song, you just have to sit on that number one. Because of what? Bro, did they buy streams now? You didn't want my nip. I'm not saying Asake is not good, but they hype too much, bro. And you know they're doing that hype? They want to attract more international agencies. Why is Sony Music coming to Nigeria every now and then? Why is Sony Music not going to Ghana? Why are they not going to South Africa? Why are they going to Big Deal on today? It's owned by South Africans. But Asake made you and I fall in love with Amapiano. The vibes, it's just almost this guy's not. Give it to Dapa. Give it to Dapa. Dapa is doing well. Dapa now, what he does is he goes, just look, you say, okay, you good, Abi. Come, I'll give you one song under me, manage you for 6 months, it will sell you out. The way they sell players, and so they sell artists now. When I mean sell, I mean attract sell.
Yeah.
If I spend within that space of 6 months, what you do with me, if I spend 30 million, your label they give me 50 million. I don't make 20 million within 6 months. Bro, are you playing? And why would they want to sign you? Because Dapa has a relationship with Sony Music. Go and check most of the music visuals today. See Dapa and research. Dapa is one person, just a young guy that understood the industry. He doesn't want to be Wizkid, doesn't want to be with Davido, he doesn't want to be anybody. He stood on his own and he's doing his thing and he's making his money. So as an upcoming artist, your team matters a lot. Where you belong matters a lot, bro. Odumodu is going to be the first artist that will be very, very loyal to Burnaboy. Take it or leave it. Did you see any artists with Burnaboy throughout his concerts? But they invited Odumodu. They took him backstage. Burnaboy was tying too well on that visual, bro. A family business, that cartel they run am now. What's up? So when you upcoming artists looking for grace, grace will even help those who help themselves. You must understand, who am I? Where am I coming from? Where am I right now? Where am I heading to? What do I stand? Who do I represent? Music, they like politics, so if you deal with that, see what you do, and I go the government, they enjoy. If you deal with Peter Obi, when I go the canvas, when I go just the blast, the talk. If you deal with Atiku, when I go just the one side, just the chop Onamoni Onyekunku. So you must understand all of these things. There is a camp, there is a cartel, there is a family you need to sign up with and tell them that Omo, I'm with you. Don't you know that his daddy as a person believes whiskey more than the video? But because he doesn't want any problem for himself, he's just like, oh, I can just do it on my own. And when he started INC, I'm sorry, when he started Flyboy INC, that is Flyboy Incorporated, a lot of people failed, he's going to fail. His personal assistant, his store manager, his road manager, his friend, his brother. But his manager is his guy. Like, the label no big, but them. He no go far when they look for anybody because he knows he has content. And when we tell people that a particular artist is the reason why this label is surviving, they want to argue. Immediately, Cheese Daniel left Jew Worldwide. Did you hear of Emperor Cheesy again?
Nah.
We only get to hear Emperor Cheesy or even Sugar Boy and Shabzy every Friday. Guys, if Shabzy is going to be the VDJ for Sound City, then she's going to play Rabba. Yeah, and Rabba is the only thing holding them together. Rabba is the only song holding them together. Like, anytime you play Rabba, you get to hear Akwa Ibom, G-Way, the Scatter, Scatter. And you get to remember that somebody called Sugar Boy. I hear DJ Shabzy for the street, no beans. You get to remember that DJ called the Shabzy. Then you probably get to hear Emperor Cheesy. Now we run the city. Who's the label owner? But today, where are all of these guys? They are lost. Ice Prince is coming to Abuja every weekend for a show for like 2 million, 3 million. While Vitoni is collecting 4 million naira for weddings. And Dekule Growth is collecting 4.5 million. And Ice Prince is collecting 2 million. And he just go to a club, show his bling blings. Like, I'm on a wee wee, wee wee, na wee wee. Because nobody won't book him for Lagos. About the wrong come Abuja. Come the form Ariwa boy. When he out, he no greet come Abuja. He go sit down for Lagos. He dey go South Africa, go dey chill. Today, they remember say be Abuja boy. No shade, man. See, I'm not disrespecting anybody. I'm stating fact here. So please, all of these things are things we need to understand, bro. It is called showbiz for a reason. They show you what you want to see and they make money out of it for their own personal interest, not even your interest as an artist. Why would a label tell you that, okay, they are having a deal for you and that deal is 60-30? No, it's 50-25-25. 50% for the label, 25% for you as an artist, then 25% for the upkeep of the label to be running. When they told you guys that Kiss Daniel and Sugar Boy were being paid 20,000 every month and 10,000, you thought that was just a rumor, yeah? Bro, there is more. When people are saying business, which business should they talk about? So you need it for the cartel. They're not going to even talk about you. So you cannot even think of the music aspect of it, the business aspect of it, I beg your pardon. Promotion where you never chop like food, you want to run for which station? Cool FM, Wazobia, Beat FM, Sound City. Or you want to start plugging on just this normal estate independent radios. Cool FM now has a different agency entirely for music promotion. Cloud Media or Cloud something, I don't know. So if you want to plug, they just say, oh, just go there. They'll now play your song like they're playing adverts. Would they do that to Davido? No. Would they do that to Whiskey? No. Would they do that to Olam? No. Bro, me and you, the industry, now this thing they run now. All right, bro, there is a whole lot to this thing.
Man, this is very deep. Very, very deep and insightful. Very, very deep and insightful. But just before we wrap up this podcast, because this is like the second longest episode. No, actually, Todd, the first longest episode of my podcast is the OAP roundtable we did back then in MENA while we were on radio. Myself, you, Real One, JD, and Nima took over and it's actually still up on my podcast. I think the second episode I did was about 50-something minutes, and now this is like the third longest and interesting episode, I would say. But before we wrap up this particular episode, a quick one, Biggie. Now that you've highlighted all of this, I'm sure artists that have actually listened to this now would have learned one or two. But then there just might be a little understanding they want to get as regards this year. Now, some persons are out there, some artists are out there, they know deep down, and I think some of us know, okay, yeah, this person is having this talent. From all of you've said so far, it still boils down to the fact that talent is never enough and will never be enough as far as the music industry is concerned. But then how can such artists now develop their talent into craft or into a profession or into a money-making machine that can fetch them money?
Try as much as possible to reach out to better audience. If you can go for weddings, if you can go for concerts, for normal school events, just try as much as possible, pull out crowds there, you know, get people to know that you're an artist, get to perform in a bigger stage, especially within your own locality, you know. Don't wait for Headies Award, don't wait for Grammy. That small concert that is happening in your neighborhood, how do you get to perform there? How do you get to pull crowd there? Then the DJs, big shout out to all DJs all over the world. They are doing amazing, they are doing good. They are the main pioneers of music, take it or leave it. Least we do is to execute, is to probably guide, you know, publish and the rest. But the DJs are the people that actually they drive this music to the global world. Do you understand? Your friend that is a DJ, how many of your songs is with the DJ? The lounge that is close to your heart. And before you even play your song needs to be good. Don't be rushing to record a song. No, let the wait worth it. Work with good producers first thing first, and the industry is a timer. It works with time. You cannot give me a production of 2019 in 2023. The reason why Uber is still Uber is because Uber is the only person doing it on a more global listening appeal right now. Do you understand? I'm not saying other producers are not doing well. Big shout out to Fuse, big shout out to Young John himself, big shout out to Willis. There's a whole lot of producers that are doing well, like they are doing well, but take it or leave it, there's this top three player game. So you need to understand, first thing first, as an upcoming artist, your content matters a lot. Your content is your song, and how you get to create content to publish your song or to promote your song. Your Instagram page, is it well profiled? Can I actually click on a link to see everything you've done, to listen to part of your past records and all of that? You need to be friends with some people. You need to be a social person, a social gladiator. It is very important as an artist. You must relate with everybody. Take it or leave it, you must relate with everybody until you get to a particular height. And when you get there or more, you need the grace of God to remind you that, okay, this is where I'm coming from. These are the people that made me who I am, you know? So you must be loyal to them. So your Instagram is the only shop you have for now to promote your crafts. Cannot pay for a radio airplay, cannot pay for a TV airplay. You cannot even pay an influencer. Now what you do is, each time you drop people that are important, that can actually relate to that content. If it's music you're doing, you need to post some certain people, because take it or leave it, these people, they see it too. But the reason why they don't react is because it's poor. Your content is poor. That's why they don't react. Mm-hmm. Just this afternoon, Cola Boy, I saw when CK commented on Cola Boy's post. The new I'm a Piano song he dropped after KC dropped his own Oja Piano. You know, for me, I think it's a very big recognition for CK to comment on Cola's Boy's and post. So all of these things is just, you need to understand, social media is, the world is a digital world right now, man. So you don't have a reason to fail, man. If you fail, you actually want to fail. You don't have a reason to fail. Like, you just have to keep, it might be today, it might be tomorrow, it might be forever, but keep doing it, keep posting content. And I think I need to give shout out to a particular artist here now. He's doing, like, I think that's only thing that you know that is actually forcing his music is on his contact. Like, he reminds you that he's into music and he sends. Mm. Like, I don't know if you understand. This is kind of thing. When people don't even fuck with your sound, keep doing it. Keep reminding people. Just give them that artistic profile of you. Remind them that this is who I am. This is what I'm doing. A day will come that they will click on your link, and whoever clicks on your link is already a fan. If your content is good, that's your song. So please, you need to understand all of these things. The money might not come this year, might not come next year. It's a growth, it's a process. You don't force it. It happens. From this particular time to this particular time, you'll be this person from this particular time. And people fail to understand that, in music, you as an artist, who you are, you're just an artist. You're not even a creative, yes. Now, most artists don't even know what's called EP. They just want to drop EP. Artists are dropping EP. EP is called an extended playlist. Who would want to listen to your extended playlist when even your singles are bad? I don't know if you understand. Now, we have A&R, artist and repertoire in the industry. And most people don't even know what A&R stands for. The effectiveness of an A&R in music creation processes. So upcoming artists, they have a whole lot, like they have a long way to go. The music is not just what they think anymore. It is far from what they think. And that's because they don't know. And how do you know? You learn, you listen. You go on YouTube, you just try to develop yourself. You understand? Nobody will teach you all of these things. Everybody's busy, you know? The reason why I'm even here with you, my bro, is because we've come a long way. On the norms, tell me podcast, I'm not even pick interest. Because really, the podcast really lie. Yeah, people, they see podcasters where they just come when they speak big English, can they lie? Lie for who? Me? You understand? Some who don't even understand the code of conduct of journalism or probably broadcasting, who just open their mouth, I'm a podcaster. What are you podcasting? Casting the color of your bra or the color of your undies? Or you telling me about one Elijah somewhere that slept with your friend? How did you know that Elijah slept with your friend if the Elijah has not been sleeping with you? So, bro, there's a whole lot going on. Let's not assume. It's not just who you are, it's what you can prove. And once you can prove a point, people will fuck with you. And by proving a point, bro, you need to be extremely good. Do you understand? So this is just basic thing I can actually say for now, man. And continue to pray and seek for the blessings of your parents if you have. And if you don't, simply for the blessings of God, continue to pray. Prayer is one of the biggest reasons why most of us are here today, but then prayer is not enough. You must understand the basics, the principles of how these things work. And trust me, the sky will just be a starting point for you.
That's true. You know, it's been very insightful, I would say, Biggie Bounty. Like, myself personally, I learned a lot from this as regards the music industry as a whole. And I was really happy. Appreciate you coming through on this. I know you're a very busy person, but I will still appreciate the fact that you took out time to do this with me. It means a whole lot, bro. means a whole lot.
I know people now be asking me, I belong to Jesus.
So thanks once again, man, for coming through. But then, just before I let you go, finally, I'm sure some persons might want to connect with you via your socials. So how can people connect with you via your socials?
Just reach out to me on my email, vjbantymusic@gmail.com. And probably my Instagram page, that's the company's account, at FFB Entertainment Company. And the email is spelled vjmui@gmail.com. Then for the Instagram, the company's account is FFB Entertainment Com. Just type FFB Entertainment. You're definitely going to see the company's account. And from there, you can send a DM. You get to see my face and any other thing you need to know, man. Because that's that for now, man.
No, thank you so much once again, my man.
You're welcome, my bro. Radio House, but I've missed you. But
definitely will link up one of these days, most definitely. Very soon, we'll link up very soon, my man.
And I really appreciate you, man. Keep doing the good work, man. Anytime you want me, I'm always available for you, bro. I'm always available. You're a bro to the blood. Like, I fuck with you every now and then. Look up.
Bless up, my bro. Bless up, my bro. I really appreciate, man. I really appreciate. Yeah, and for the sake of everybody listening to this podcast, they definitely will be. And don't forget to please subscribe, follow, like I said at the beginning of the pod. Subscribe, follow, listen, share with somebody. Anyhow you want to do this podcast, just make sure you don't listen to this alone and make sure you share it with at least one person. I'm also available on all socials. You can just search for Jerry Abbey on all of my socials. You'll find me there. Yes, we can connect. And for myself and Big Branty, it's a bye, and we'll catch you on my next episode. Want to enhance your natural beauty, boost your lustful looks and self-confidence? Soft and quality wigs might be your answer. At Nelson's Dynasty, our wigs delicately embrace your head, giving you a heavenly experience. They are quality human hairs and brings out your queen beauty, stepping into every room with elegance and grace. Even more, she offers services in hair revamping, hair ventilating, hair coloring, wigging, hair styling and online trainings. Distance is definitely not a barrier. She delivers nationwide. You can reach out via her Instagram handle at Nelson's Dynasty, or you can call the number 081-5407-6066.